11/1/22. 20 days until the earth-shattering documentary Died Suddenly on the Stu Peters Network. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Exclusively airing the documentary they are trying to shut down, StuPeters.com, November 21st. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free? Live from our downtown Minneapolis studios, we are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a long, long campaign season, but we're finally just 1 week out from the 2022 midterms. And there's a lot on the line with these midterms, perhaps the most of any midterm in living memory. Who we try to elect next week may decide whether the United States keeps giving Ukraine a blank check in its proxy war with Russia, and by extension, whether we keep risking global nuclear war. Who we try to elect next week will determine whether we live under vaccines and mask mandates or whether those both recede and then vanish forever. And of course, if Republicans are installed into the Senate next week, they can block Joe Biden judicial and bureaucratic appointees, which will have impacts for decades to come. And out of all 50 states, the midterms matter the most in Arizona. Most importantly, there's the governor's race. We need Carrie Lake to win so that we can ensure that Arizona has a real election in 2 years instead of a sabotaged, stolen, and fake rigged one. And we need Carrie Lake to spark a real showdown with the Biden administration over our border, where nearly 200,000 people are crossing every month. Did you hear what I just said? One state, one border, Arizona, 200,000 illegal criminal aliens every month. Well, fortunately, Carrie Lake has defied the odds to become the favorite to win. That's what they tell us in the press. And she did it even though the entire establishment hated and opposed her. They said that nominating Carrie Lake would be suicide. Fake conservative outlets like National Review trashed Carrie Lake. And now Lake is the strongest candidate on the ballot, and she might be the one carrying Blake Masters and Mark Fincham and all of our other candidates across the finish line. But we have to give credit where it's due. It's not just Carrie Lake winning this race for us. It's the absolutely horrendous candidate that the Democrats have put up, the Hillary Clinton of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. Hobbs refuses to debate and even refuses to answer real questions. Most recently, she couldn't even give a response when asked about the CDC's recent vote to add COVID shots to the child vaccine schedule, something that we certainly are passionate about here at the Stu Peters Network. Well, that's Katie Hobbs on issue after issue. No answer, no substance. No wonder she's about to get crushed. We're very upbeat for Carrie Lake. And that's good because we need a total sweep on the ballot in Arizona. Not just the Senate, not just Secretary of State, but every legislator too. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers is one of those legislators that we need to lock up for another term, and she joins us now. Wendy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's an honor to be with you. This is the final stretch.
Yeah, what makes Carrie Lake such a force to be reckoned with?
She's truly a transformational figure. I've been watching her and helping her and supporting her for over a year now. And what she brings to the table is something kind of like a truly unique combination. She has the skills to beat back the liberal media. She has the skills to convey her multifaceted, very constructive platform. And she's absolutely relatable. She's genuine. It shows through when she meets with constituents or voters. And here's the thing, she does events just as President Trump did, and doesn't do the typical conventional campaign. And so people connect to her. She's been in everyone's living room as a newscaster, very genuine, warm, well-known newscaster for over 20 years. So building on that, she has gone around the state and she does sometimes 2 and 3 in-person events today a day. And the other sort of unique quality she has is she has this thing called the Ask Me Anything tour. And so when she does these events, they are interactive, and she always has an interviewer who has good, pithy questions for her to answer based on whatever theme it was. Yesterday, I attended one for healthcare providers. I brought a friend who's a registered nurse with me who had refused to take the vaccine and thus lost her job after 18 years. I brought her to that event, and that's the kind of audience she had, and she spoke to all of that yesterday.
Okay, so I got to ask you, I believe I know the answer, but I just want it on the record here. Short answer, was the 2020 election stolen from Donald Trump? Was the 2020 vote disenfranchised?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so with that being said, if it hasn't been fixed, and if in Arizona we haven't brought to justice the criminals who sabotaged and stole the election and disenfranchised the vote, how do we elect Carrie Lake?
I'm worried. We are worried. The only way we do it is to overwhelm the system. I have been touting the notion of waiting until Election Day to vote. Carrie is a little bit more along the line of, if you have your ballot now, Wendy, just turn it in. And so there is this whole movement, though, of those of us who say, wait till Election Day, which is what I'm going to do. There's a newly passed bill. It wasn't ready for the primary, but it is law now, where you can go to the polling location, which my husband and I will do in Flagstaff on Tuesday, present your mailed-in ballot and say, I want you to spoil this, poll people. And then I want a day of ballot, not a provisional ballot, but a day of ballot for today, right now, that I'm going to fill out. And then that ballot has to be counted on Election Day.
Yeah, by any means necessary, we have to protect these polling places. And I mean that, by any means necessary. The press is going to hit me for that. Oh, Peters is encouraging violence at the polling places. No, that was Hillary Clinton, actually, that was encouraging violence at the polling places. She did it just the other day. As a matter of fact, I think we have a clip of that. If you want to find it, just go find it. Hillary Clinton was actually instigating violence at polling places on behalf of the communist, totalitarian, Marxist left. No, I'm saying that we need to have every single Arizona citizen at their polling places watching these people, catching any ill or nefarious behavior, any sussy stuff that's going on here. You know, any stuff that looks really sketch, that needs to be reported. And it needs to be reported to law enforcement, who then needs to come down and investigate anybody who might be trying to tamper with a state or federal election. This is a law. There are laws on the books that protect the way that we're supposed to be doing business in a representative constitutional republic, which I don't think that we have anymore. I think it's a fake construct, but nevertheless, I'll digress. We need to ensure that if there is going to be a fair election in this country, that it happens in Arizona, quite possibly the most important midterms that we are facing. Carrie Lake is going to stand up to this establishment, to the communist, uniparty, globalist conservatives, these fake America First grandstanding firebrands that have turned their back and betrayed us time and time and time again, as Republicans have proven themselves across the country, in every state at the state level, and across the board at the federal level, to be neutered and feckless cowards. We need to get them out and replace them with people who actually would be representative of the people. The Constitution says that we would be derelict in our duty as Americans if we didn't abolish and replace any form of government that's oppressive to our rights. So let's talk about it. If elected, what would you, Senator Rogers, do for your district in Arizona as it relates to these vaccine mandates and COVID tyranny?
Well, we would totally pass legislation that negated them. And in fact, Carrie said yesterday, and I had never heard her say this, I learned something new every time I watch her. She said that she was asked by CEOs of hospitals to sit down with them. And she said, I will not and did not take that meeting.
Good.
I am not going to schmooze with these hospitals. And back to your other point about eyes on the target, we need eyes on and have had eyes on these drop boxes. And we won the ruling just a day or two ago to continue to watch these drop boxes.
Yeah, I wonder if the Proud Boys will be out there maybe.
Well,
I wonder if they'll be there. I mean, there needs to be forces out there. Absolutely.
And they tried to sue, threatened to sue people who were watching them in Yavapai County, which I currently represent, but because of redistricting, I won't going forward. But they were writing me emails, Senator Rogers, we're being threatened here. And I called them back. I said, you stay on the target. You stay at those drop boxes. Do not buckle down. Do not cave to them. You have to do this. It's working. That's why they're threatening to sue you.
So as Governor Carrie Lake, what was she going to do with the border? What is the plan with the border in Arizona as 200,000 criminal illegal aliens, a lot of them unchecked, unvetted, untested, violent offenders, rapists, murderers, gangbangers, MS-13 members. We don't even know if these people are necessarily coming from Latin America or Mexico. These people are coming in from Pakistan and Iran. These people are terrorists that want to blow us up. They're bringing in dirty bombs and weapons caches, and they're putting them all over the country, just waiting to erupt in one of our metropolises. So how is Carrie Lake going to mobilize the National Guard to shut that crap down?
She has already sworn up and down that the minute she takes her hand off the Bible in January, she is going to deploy the National Guard to the border and continue building the wall. And we know we're going to get sued. We know, and we have lawyers ready for the Biden administration to sue us. She also has a very concrete step-by-step program to do away with the homelessness epidemic that we have in our state based on the fact that a lot of these people come through the wall and the fentanyl that is coming through. She is absolutely resolute. They are scared to death of her and of me and of a more conservative legislature. I try to go to her events so that when she gets asked those questions about how will you work with the legislature, then she can point to me as an example of a conservative, rock-ribbed conservative who will work with her. And there are more of me that will be in the legislature to get these things done. I was alone virtually for the last 2 years. We only had a one-vote majority. As you know, I took a lot of incoming flack. And she and I are like-minded in that you know we're over the target if the liberal left-wing media is badgering her and badgering me.
Yeah, and your own colleagues in the state Senate. Just an absolute travesty. What a bunch of feckless cowards those people are, trying to throw you under the bus. And you know what? You handled it on behalf of your district with your head held high and your shoulders rolled back like a true America First champion and a patriot. And we thank you for that. You went to war for your people in your district in one of the most important states in our entire union. And you know, you recognize that states have their own individual rights and that we're not beholden
yes.
to this federal government. Carrie Lake is going to rule the same way. So when it comes to Biden's racist CRT and this, you know, homosexual, transgender indoctrination of our children and the sexualization and grooming and molesting and trafficking of our children, Carrie Lake is going to put her foot down. Real quickly, summarize that for us.
She has absolutely said that we have to get back to the basics in our schools. She also talks about a trades program so that after 10th grade, if you want to become a welder or an electrician, we will institute a much more widespread dual track system for students, so that they have a good paying job when they graduate. We want to get back to having the wokeism removed from our three state universities. And then, of course, get the wall built and have law and order. She is a huge supporter of first responders and the police. She has all these coalitions. She is a truly national figure. We've had people come out here, other governors, to ostensibly support her. I would submit to you that they want the pixie dust that she's got to rub off on them.
Right. Yeah.
Because she's really the leader here. She is a national leader and she has grown. And now she's on far more media shows now than she ever was. But she never backs down. I have just the utmost respect and admiration. And privately, she supports people like me who are like her, pushing back all the time. I just think that Arizona is looked to now by all the other states. I've had state legislators come to me over the past months saying, we are relying on you, Arizona, to get your house in order. And then we as other states will follow because it is we, the states, who are going to get our country back.
Media appearances, including last night on Tucker Carlson, where they were talking about Liz Cheney actually helping out with Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah. I call it a donation in kind.
Yeah,
it's great.
The communist Liz Cheney What a worthless sack of crap she is. And I don't like to call people names or whatever, but I mean, her fruit speaks for itself. Liz Cheney is a complete traitor to the country. Anyway, she did an actual campaign ad in a state that has nothing to do with her at all to come out against Carrie Lake. What does that tell you? Just like you said, they are fearing her more than anybody else right now. They fear her. But most importantly, they fear the people, the masses of people that think like Carrie Lake. They fear the masses of people who share the same values as Carrie Lake. They fear we the people. They fear those who want to embrace individual liberty, who love the freedom that our constitutional republic is supposed to afford us, that has given us the illusion of individual liberty and freedom, that has given us the illusion of a representative government. And if there is going to be a free and fair election, if an election is going to be pulled off in Arizona that's airtight and fair, there's no question that Carrie Lake will be the next governor there. She's a friend of the show. She's been on multiple times. We'd invite her to come back. Hopefully she will before these midterms, very important midterms. Senator Wendy Rogers, for being an America First champion, we appreciate it. And for being a friend to me personally and to this program, you have our full support there. Of course, everybody knows the program and myself personally endorse you for your reelection as well as Carrie Lake. Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, for everything you do to get the truth out. God bless America.
God bless America. And I believe that he will. But he commands us to pick up the sword and fight. We can't just sit back and allow elections to be stolen right in front of our eyes. We have to be present at the polling places en masse to make sure that we have all eyes on these criminal, corrupt, fraudulent, totalitarian communists trying to install representatives, stealing everything that we have. Our freedom, our individual liberty, our money. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, when you call Goldco, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Now, we're talking about hyperinflation. We're talking about forever wars in Ukraine against Russia. We're talking about transgender indoctrination and CRT and vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns. All of the programs that we are funding our own demise, plus the critical and inevitable financial reset that I believe is coming to this country. To the entire world, actually. Electronic banking system, checking accounts, savings account, investment accounts, Roth IRAs, retirement accounts, all of it, 401ks, completely reset to zero. Protect yourself and your family with gold and silver right now. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by protecting yourself. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven's Harvest.
Well, here's an absolutely enormous story breaking yesterday from The Intercept. The headline, quote, leaked DHS documents show FBI met with social media execs monthly to stifle disinformation. But even that headline doesn't do the story justice. Here's some of the details. Facebook and Twitter created special web pages so that government officials could rapidly request that they take down content. According to The Intercept, those portals were used to censor content that went against the government's COVID policies. They were also used to crack down on obviously parody and humorous accounts. Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, the former head of legal policy who was just fired by Elon Musk, met monthly with DHS to discuss who and what to censor. FBI agent Laura Demlow was in constant communication with Facebook to encourage suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Demlow pushed the false, made-up claim this completely true story was disinformation. This year, she met with Twitter and DHS to stress that, quote, we need a media infrastructure that's held accountable. Leaked documents on DHS's strategy show a massive pivot away from actual physical homeland security. Instead, DHS's priority is fighting against misinformation, disinformation, and something that they call malinformation, which is literally just true information that DHS thinks is shared with harmful intent. According to DHS, their plan is to protect our homeland against so-called toxic narratives. In other words, opinions and facts that the government wants suppressed. There's absolutely no limit to what DHS feels empowered to shut down. According to The Intercept, topics that DHS pushed censorship on include racial justice, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the nature of United States support to Ukraine, and of course, the origins of COVID-19 and the efficacy of the various shots against it. A DHS official working on this censorship project argued during an internal strategy meeting that the department should launder its agenda through various nonprofits, which would serve as a, quote, clearinghouse for information to avoid the appearance of government propaganda. No, they don't want to avoid using our government as corrupt propaganda. They just want to avoid the appearance of it. This is the real truth about your government. We've seen it over and over and over again. For years, there were rumors about the NSA spying on American citizens illegally, which they always denied. But then Edward Snowden blew the lid off of it and showed the truth. Our intel agencies are spying on Americans all the time. For years, the government has denied conducting any illegal censorship activity. Well, now we know that this is a lie too. The deep state is never going to tell the truth, and they will never stop until they are stopped. They will always hoard as much power as they can for themselves. And whenever they're given some power to combat foreign enemies, they will always switch to using this power against American citizens, like you. This is not a surprise. For our elites in Washington, the American people are the enemy. An enemy that they hate far more than any foreign country. And you can't fix this through reform or passing new laws. No. The deep state is already ignoring the law. The fix to this is to shut it down. Defund and abolish the CIA. Defund and abolish DHS. Defund and abolish and arrest the FBI's agents if you have to. Lay off their parasitic criminal staff. Imprison some people if you can. But the more important step is to just refuse to pay for thousands of people who see it as their day-to-day job to silence the American people. Throw out all of the parasites for good. Jody O'Malley is an HHS whistleblower who exposed the government lies about the vaccine, and she joins us now. Jody, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on.
I mean, this is unprecedented. And it's completely whitewashed by all of the media. When are we going to start acknowledging the government is fighting a war against its people?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think the one big thing that COVID did for a lot of Americans was expose the evil and all the industries. You know, where we're seeing it now, those of us that, you know, thought that we were doing our American duty by just going out and voting, you know, once and never holding them accountable for what they said they were going to do. Now we're more awake to what's actually happening and, you know, a grassroots movement of people stepping up at local level and, you know, coming in and trying to become involved in politics, which we never were.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't even know, honestly, Jody, if there is a political solution. I feel like there has to be a dissident solution. Walk away from the fake paradigm. Let's all acknowledge. I mean, right out in front of our face, the 2020 election was stolen. Wendy Rogers was just on the program admittedly saying, hey, yeah, it was stolen. She's very concerned about the upcoming midterms, specifically in Arizona, as it relates to Carrie Lake, herself, Mark Fincham, and others. How do we fix this? How do we actually straighten this out? What are we going to do this time? Jody, just vote harder?
Yeah, you know, they're telling us here in Arizona to make sure that we come out and vote in person by the droves on election day. Because if so many people come out that's never come out before, it could somehow offset, you know, the nefarious things that they're going to try to do, you know. So that's the solution that we're seeing here now. And that's what they're telling people.
On November 3rd of 2020, when the real insurrection occurred, overwhelmingly, the American people came out and voted for Donald Trump. We saw that. When we went to bed that night, Donald Trump was winning. Mm-hmm. We can't go vote in the middle of the night. We can't go watch them in the middle of the night. We can't change what the internet-connected machines do in the middle of the night. the ballot dumps that take place in the middle of the night, the boarding up of polling places, the kicking out of conservative poll watchers and watchdogs. I mean, we can't control that in the middle of the night. So I guess I just really don't know what the solution is to this. I think that the whole solution has to be a dissenting solution where we choose to walk away from the paradigm and create a parallel society, abolish any form of government that's oppressive to the people, and install something that is representative of the people. Our constitutional rights are being trumped all over the place. I mean, let's talk about this story from The Intercept. The FBI, an agent, colluded with Twitter and Facebook to actually suppress the American people's voices. How overstepping is that? What country are we in?
I mean, it's horrific to think that that's actually happening, but it is, right? I mean, we saw from the very beginning, you know, the suppression of early treatment. Like in the hospital, as healthcare providers, we never tell somebody that you can be infected with a deadly disease, but we're going to wait till it's actually killing you before we decide to treat you. And in this case, the only treatment was the hospital protocol of remdesivir, which was another experimental medication while we're waiting for this experimental injection to come out, never before used on people. I can't even believe this is real life, Stu. I can't.
We're living in extraordinary times. There's no doubt about it. And might I remind everybody, our listening audience and viewing audience is very familiar with this, but if anybody is new to the program, remdesivir wasn't really an experiment, actually, because there were African Ebola trials in which remdesivir was used and kicked out halfway through the trial because virtually everybody who took it died.
Right,
and
right.
And this is over the 50, NIH Tony Fauci drug that enriched and empowered him that was used in these epic machines controlled by AI across the country to give doctors, zombies with stethoscopes, only one acceptable treatment in order for their hospitals to bill insurance companies to the tune of over $100,000 for every COVID patient that they murdered for cash.
Yeah, I heard some numbers coming out today from truthforhealth.org. They held a press conference on how people can actually become involved because so many people know that, you know, their loved one went into the hospital and they were essentially okay. They didn't have any comorbidities. They didn't want to take this experimental drug. Now, when we're talking about repurposed drugs, you're right. Fauci repurposed remdesivir under an EUA to be given to every hospitalized patient in this country. And there were so many people that refused that. And then when their loved one died, now they're getting their medical report and they're finding that they were giving it to them.
People who what? Specifically refused it, they expressly said, no remdesivir. I know people personally in my life that said, no remdesivir. And they got this drug anyways. They were euthanized. They were murdered for money. They were killed for cash. All the while, you know, Fauci et al. Were telling us, no, masks are not required. Then boom, masks are required. Now it's better to wear two masks. Oh, and then when the injections come out, they'll be safe and effective. That was another lie. When the injections come out, you'll be immune from COVID. Another lie. When the injections come out, you won't spread it to other people. Another lie. Life will go back to normal. Another lie. What about the misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation on behalf of the DHS for these people? Why aren't they being investigated, locked up, and kicked off permanently from platforms like Twitter?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you know, in medical textbooks and in science in general, you are not going to find the words mis or disinformation because they don't exist in science. Science is all about data and discovery and discourse. And challenging the consensus, right? You know, that's why nothing's ever really proven in science, because we're always supposed to be doing better, do better, research, challenge the consensus. And for the, you know, going to see your doctor, you go and get an opinion. And then if you want another opinion, you go see another doctor to get an opinion.
Because you have the right to do that.
That's right. That is exactly right. So for them to come out with this whole propaganda campaign of mis and disinformation, it's just propaganda terms. That's all it is.
I think this is incredibly dangerous for the American people. I believe that DHS is a terrorist organization, and they have engaged in an open act of war against American citizens. That's what this is. Biowarfare is taking place from world governments across the planet on its own citizens, and the Department of Homeland Security is actively colluding with giant social media platforms to provide the mis and dis and malinformation that is extremely dangerous on behalf of a murderous regime that is killing its citizens. DHS is a terrorist organization carrying out a terrorist biowarfare attack on United States citizens, period. You sent a message to the show. You briefly touched on it just before the appearance here live. You said, quote, "I heard the press conference today about steps someone can take to file complaints with the hospitals for wrongful death with JCO. Tell us how they can do this."
So the first step that someone can do is go to the JCO, the jointcommission.org. They oversee, they credential the hospitals. The hospital systems, like, they're afraid of JCO, right? When we find out JCO's in the area, you know, everybody's working on the unit to make sure that, you know, we don't get dinged or anything. So if people feel that their loved one went in the hospital, either they died or they didn't, you know, they were given this protocol and they didn't want it. Whatever their issue is, go to JCO and trigger a report. And then go to truthforhealth.org and submit that report, because they are gathering all of the data, and lawsuits will be happening.
What I love when you come on the program is we don't just sit here and bitch and moan and complain. You actually bring solutions. And this is something that people can do right now. Truthforhealth.org. Make sure that you go there, file these complaints, scare the hell out of those, and take action against the people who have for almost 2 years now been taking our relatives away, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow churchgoers, and murdering them behind closed doors while separating them from their families using poisonous drugs that they know are killing these patients. Jody O'Malley, you are a hero, modern day hero. Truly, I am so thankful for you and all of your work and bravery and courage. You are a true angel sent from God. Jody O'Malley, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. Another gift from God is CBD. Seriously, hemp grown right from God's creation right here on earth. My CBD company is Curable. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Go there right now and get 20% off site-wide on every product when you use promo code STU. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, Parkinson's disease, ADHD. These are all things that people report positive results from when they use CBD. You know where your CBD is coming from. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, a family-owned business. Don't do your CBD business with somebody who A, doesn't offer a discount, B, you have no idea where the hell it comes from or what the hell is in it, and number three is not a family-owned business but is owned by some globalist big corporate conglomerate. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curable.com. And I know that you want to take care of your mental health as well. That's why nootropics brain supplements are probably great for you. Collagen, mushroom extract, try Collagenius at nootopia.com/stew. These are the nootropics brain supplements that are the light switch, the on switch for your brain every day. More creative, more driven, more in control, more focused than you have ever been. Perform at the top of your mental A game. Do the research yourself. Fill out the personal questionnaire at nootopia.com/stew. They'll put together a custom nootropics brain supplements program for you. If you don't like it, I will personally apologize on the air to you, I guess. Ask for focused savagery. Stuff is amazing. Go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. Welcome back. We're just 3 weeks away from the release of the generation-changing documentary Died Suddenly, and the stories continue to pour in. Debbie Zagaja's sister Connie worked for a school district in Georgia. Now, the school district didn't force her to get the vaccine, but instead, Connie's roommate bullied her into getting it, Debbie says. Well, as soon as she got the Pfizer shot, she started to feel shocking pains in her legs, literally like an electric shock, she said. You remember yesterday, Dr. Anna Mahalcha said, it's almost as if these victims are being electrocuted. Well, a doctor blamed the whole thing on, get this, shin splints, even as her legs swelled up and the pain became even worse. Well, fortunately, the pain passed. But then Connie, for whatever reason, got the second shot. Once again, her legs failed her. So badly this time that she couldn't even walk. She had to call an ambulance, and when she arrived at the hospital, they placed her in an ice bath. The next day, doctors told Debbie that they had to operate because the inflammation in her body was so severe that her legs might need to be amputated. They had to cut parts of her body open to release blood and relieve the pressure inside of her body. Yes, bleeding her out just like some doctor in the 1700s. All along, Debbie says, the lead doctors refused to acknowledge that the shot was responsible. Well, within a few days, Connie's organs began to fail. And then she died without her 18-year-old son even being allowed to visit her. Connie's death certificate listed 4 causes of death. For one of them, of course, they put COVID. They never acknowledged that the shot was a factor to the bitter end. Debbie Zagadja joins us now. Debbie, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's painful to hear your recap of events. It's all true, everything you said. My sister was here visiting in Florida the last week of December 2021. She had worked in the field for 3 different jobs in retail for the Georgia School District for almost 2 years without being vaccinated, and she never lost a day of work. She was somewhat bullied or shamed into getting the vaccine at the end of 2021 by a housemate that she often traveled in the same car with. She felt she was doing the right thing by getting vaccinated. And within a very short period of time, less than a couple weeks, she was receiving these debilitating pains in her legs. She had a telehealth visit and was told she had shin splints from being on her feet too long. This continued for probably close to a week. Then she did recover, went back to work, had the second vaccination a month or so later. And again, within weeks, she started feeling pain again. They seemed to go away for a short period of time. She came here, had a wonderful week here, drove back to Georgia, an 8-hour ride, December 31st. She was hospitalized within a couple days, could not walk. She had to call an ambulance. And within 3 days, she died.
So, I mean, I got to ask you. So she got the first shot. She experienced all this pain. Did she correlate that, you know, the reason that she was experiencing this pain in her legs was because of the shot?
Yes, I believe she did.
So why on God's earth would she go get the second one?
You know, I question that to this day. My sister was a people pleaser. She wanted to make the people in her life happy. And she did not do the research I did or my other sister did. We tried to educate her. She got the second shot without even telling us. And it wasn't until she started feeling the pains again that she let me know she had gotten the second
shot. This is a result of the criminal press. That's what this is. I mean, this is 100% the indoctrination, the propaganda, the fake press, the criminal press, the murderous killer press. This is what they have done. In every news publication, when you go on Google, when you go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all of these cable news broadcast networks, major broadcast networks, all of these shows repeatedly over and over again, they just display it right in front of your face. Brought to you by Pfizer. This program brought to you by Pfizer. This program brought to you by Pfizer. Billions of dollars have been funneled into the press to push this propaganda, to push this fake narrative for what we believe at this program is a diabolical, cynical, intentional mass murder plot that has been carried out with aforethought. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. And it angers me to this day. I try to give it to God. I try to find peace in my life. But my sister did not have to die. She died not only of the vaccine, but also of the mistreatment she received at the hospital because they refused to believe it was vaccine related.
So these doctors are zombies with white lab coats and stethoscopes running around just following an AI-directed epic protocol that is handed down from the NIH. So did she have any issues prior to the shot? Was Connie in good health prior to getting this first shot from Pfizer?
My sister was 56 years old. Like I said, she worked 3 jobs. That last week in Florida, we went biking, we went hiking, we went swimming. She was not overweight. She had a condition called restless leg syndrome, which was completely, you know, treated and did not affect her lifestyle in any way. My sister was healthy, working in the field for almost 2 years, did not take one day off sick, even though she was exposed to COVID on a daily basis. She completely was affected by that vaccination.
If you could say anything to anybody who's considering any of these shots, which I'm sure that you tried to do with Connie before she took these shots, what would you say to them about how this has affected you and your family and Connie's son? What would you tell them about these shots?
They're poison. They obviously do not work. And they not only do not work in preventing COVID, but they have a lot of side effects that we're beginning to see to this day. I've heard other stories from other people. I thank you for bringing this to the attention of people. And I just feel like people need to be better and better educated.
We do believe that they actually are working. We believe the shots work exactly as they were intended to work. These are the same people who are the most heavily invested into these shots that say, and carved in stone, that only 500 million people should occupy the earth, which would mean exterminating 7.5 billion people off the face of the planet. And these are the people that are telling you, and now go take my shot. We don't think they're experimental in nature at all. We think that these have been well tested and that they're being tested right now. People are dying suddenly all over the place. We are so just, I mean, heartbroken by your story and all of the other thousands of them that are being submitted to our network, anticipating the release of Died Suddenly. You and your family are in our prayers, and we want you to know that, you know, you have an army of people behind you that will support you. We're just so incredibly sorry, and we appreciate your bravery and courage for coming on the platform and telling this story. If it just saves one life, it was all worth it. Debbie, God bless you and your family, and thank you so much for being here.
And thank you so much, and God bless you and all your viewers.
Thank you. They're a great family. Remember, Died Suddenly is coming November 21st. If you want to watch it live, the only place that it will be streaming is at stupeters.com. Go there right now to stupeters.com, enter your email address, and be notified the second that it drops. A generation-changing film coming to the Stu Peters Network exclusively at stupeters.com November 21st. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Did you know that more than 300 different chemical reactions inside of your body require magnesium? That element plays a role in protein synthesis, muscle function, nerve function, blood pressure regulation, and blood sugar. It helps you sleep. And if you don't have enough of magnesium in your system, you'll experience headaches and other problems while you're awake. So if you're really low on magnesium for a long time, this can be associated with a higher risk of diabetes, blood pressure, and other chronic health problems. Yet despite all of that, tens of millions of Americans don't get sufficient magnesium in their diets. Well, that's where our friend Wade Lightheart steps in. You can check out his company's magnesium supplements over at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Wade Lightheart joins us now. Wade, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Of course. So 300 different chemical reactions inside of the body. I never knew.
Yeah, it's basically involved in regulating the nervous system, relaxing your muscle tissue. So people have cramping and tired. It's PMS symptoms, vasodilation. So it increases blood flow to things like the brain. You know, constriction is a big issue for people. And all your enzymatic function, as well as your heart function, which is really important.
Yeah, especially now. Listen, you may not want to say it. I'll say it. People are injected and dropping dead from heart problems and blood clotting. People are uninjected and they're walking around amid the people who are injected and they're shedding whatever this is. We don't know exactly what it is that they're shedding, but this phenomenon of shedding is absolutely real. And these people have experienced microclotting. Hirschman, the embalmer, told me that he was experiencing this clotting as a result of being around these materials that he is examining. Magnesium can help to reduce the effects of that. Now, do you agree with that?
I actually think that magnesium is the most critical mineral in the regulation of anything that's going to improve vasodilation. So vasoconstriction, which is the constriction of your blood, your arteries and blood things, this is what triggers strokes, that cardiovascular events. And magnesium is one of the ways that you can offset that. So I think it's essential in these times.
Yeah, I mean, we're not saying that magnesium breakthrough is by any means a bioweapon injection reversal. But we are saying that magnesium is required for the ultimate performance of your heart and your cardiovascular system. In addition to that, though, Wade, you have added stress and anxiety if you're experiencing magnesium deficiency, low mood, even depression, sleepless nights, ultimately an early grave. Is that right?
100%, because magnesium is involved in neurochemical production as well to make you have your kind of feel-good hormones or your feel-good neurochemicals as well. There's a lot of evidence to show that increased electromagnetic pollution actually requires more magnesium in the body.
Wait a minute. Electromagnetic pollution. So could this be being around routers or 5G towers or other frequencies that are popping up?
Exactly. And for those who know that implementations of that, this could be one of the areas that triggers the effects of some of these weird things that have been injected into us.
Yeah, and so who doesn't experience added stress and anxiety in an environment? We're living in extraordinary times. I mean, people just waking up, understanding that they're sending their children out into the wild amid, you know, God only knows what. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, shedding teachers, indoctrination, CRT, you know, transgender indoctrination. There's freak shows out there everywhere. That adds a lot of stress in a parent's life. You can combat this stuff by having the appropriate amounts and exactly the right types of magnesium. Now, a lot of people who do understand the importance of magnesium are getting supplements from other places. As we've talked about on this program, the fatal mistake that they're making here is that these other magnesium supplements actually act as a laxative. Explain that.
Yeah, so there are many different types of magnesium. We've isolated the seven best ones and combined them in all in one easy-to-take capsule. And the reason we did that is because different types of magnesium are taken to different parts of the body. And so if you understand how magnesium is bonded and how it's absorbed, you want a full-spectrum magnesium. We've done that. We solved all the technological problems in order to do that. That way you get more effect for less capsules.
Yeah. This critical formula, Magnesium Breakthrough, I've been taking it. I can give my personal testimony. This is a 100% personal experience from me. Since taking it, I've never got better sleep. I feel better. The only thing that's changed is that I'm taking the Magnesium Breakthrough product. You can find it at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Stu Peters 10 gets you 10% off site-wide. You also have digestion products as well available over there. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Wade Lightheart, you've been a hero for me in my life and for my family, as a matter of fact, and we hope that others will take this seriously. Do your own research, as we always encourage you to do. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Wade, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Of course, thank you. So speaking of leaky gut, this is caused by a toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that they have been telling us to eat with this fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this toxin causes leaky gut, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. The harmful condition, leaky gut, is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort, stiff and achy joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. Yeah, as you adhere to all of the advice from they. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is the problem can be easily fixed from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden toxin. So you can go find this yourself. GutCleanseProtocol.com/Stu. GutCleanseProtocol.com/Stu. Because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public, free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at GutCleanseProtocol.com/Stu. We're continuing to bring you stories of people who tragically died suddenly, leaving families behind, as we count down to the release of our generation-changing documentary, Died Suddenly, exclusively airing at StuPeters.com on November 21st. Remember, if you've had a friend or a family member die suddenly after getting one of these bioweapon COVID shots, be sure to send us their story at DiedSuddenly.info. Today's heartbreaking story is about William Knott, submitted by his brother-in-law. Quote, "My brother-in-law took the Moderna on Monday, and when he dropped his three grandsons off at school with his wife, my sister, she came out to find him dead in his truck. Paramedics brought him back, and he was brain dead for a week and a half before he died right before his 66th birthday. They say his heart just stopped. He never had any heart problems. He just got a clean bill of health 10 days before the shots. When he died, he had massive blood clots in his legs when nothing was showing just 10 days earlier. He leaves behind a daughter with the same clotting disorder. She was ordered to take the vaccine for her work as a nurse, even though she works at home. She took both Moderna shots too, and now we worry about her health every day. Please, stop these people from murdering our families. Unquote. We're doing the best we can. Our condolences for your loss. We're fighting hard every day to make sure no more people die the way William did. And that there's accountability for the people who did this to him. In the email to us, William's brother-in-law finalized his submission by saying, quote, God bless you for everything you guys are trying to do to save lives, unquote. God bless you and your family. We're so incredibly sorry for the murder of your brother-in-law. Remember, November 21st, exclusively at stupeters.com, a generation-changing documentary, Died Suddenly. Again, if you have submissions for somebody that you know, love, and care about who died suddenly after getting one of these murderous injections, please tell us about it at diedsuddenly.info. We'll be right back.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying these days.
To Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
There's most definitely evil in this world, and evil like we could not possibly imagine.
Before we go tonight, a very important announcement. I would like your undivided attention. For those of you that view this broadcast live on Rumble each day, Friday, November 18th will be the last time that you will be able to view this program or any other show on the Stu Peters Network live on Rumble. We will get into more details in the upcoming days about what the machine is that we're fighting against and why we're making that separation. We're out of time for tonight. Until tomorrow at this time, same place. God bless you.